The last 4 weeks, we talked about four different cases where you're allowed to keep a metziah. Right, the first week, we discussed something that you find that's obviously been there a long time. The owner certainly gave up hope, whether it has a siman, doesn't have a siman, you're allowed to keep it. The second week, we spoke about zutel shalyan, something that gets swept away by the river, something that no one is able to take for themselves because it's swept away by the river. We said another example would be an army comes in, takes away property, like in World War II. That would be Zuto Shoyan. There also, the person who eventually is able to recover it can keep it because that's it. There's a cost of the Torah said it's Hefker. Then we spoke about something that's lost in a place where there's Rov Akum, even though that item has a Siman. Since it's Rov Akum, we could say there's a good chance it fell from an Akum where you're not obligated to return it to him. And even if it fell from a Jew, the Jew gives up hope of ever finding it because he figures that an Akum picked it up and they don't have the same rules that we have. So they're also, even though that item has a siman, we're allowed to keep it. And last week we spoke about you find something that has no siman, they're also, we're allowed to keep it. The one thing you have to make sure, though, is that the owner realizes that he lost it. If he realizes that he lost it, at the time you find it, so then you can keep it. If he did not realize yet that he had lost it, that would be yush shalom yidaz, and you would not be able to allow to keep that item that you found. In all cases, certainly the first three cases where there's a siman, if the owner shows up, or there's an easy way of identifying the owner, like it has his name on it, there is a mitzvah of Nehmeh Shiras Adin, according to most poskim in all those three cases, whether it's Zuto Shalyan. We saw there was a little bit of a dispute, but the Ramah does say by Zuto Shalyan there's a mitzvah to return it with Nehmeh Shiras Adin, an obligation to go with Nehmeh Shiras Adin to return it if it doesn't involve any Firacha, if it's been there a long time, or it had a siman by a place where it was mostly Akum. There also, even though the person gave up hope of ever recovering it, if you know who the owner is, he comes to you and he says it's mine and he gives you the siman, so there's a mitzvah of Nehmeh Shiras Adin to return it unless you are poor and he is rich. So then the Rishonim say the Nehmeh Shiras Adin does not apply. In a case where there's no siman, there it's going to be hard for it to do with Nehmeh Shiras Adin, because how are you ever going to know that it belongs to the person and he lost some money somewhere and there's a $20 bill, there's no way of identifying it as his. So there would be be hard to find a case of Nehmeh Shiras Adin unless there were witnesses that saw him lose it, and he can bring those witnesses, so then there'd be a Nehmeh Shiras Adin to return it to him. So instead of talking about one other case where we're allowed to keep it, we're going to use the information we had for a case that Rosh Biss brings down, which is fairly common. And before we get to the answer to his case, we will talk about cases that are very common. His case is a person put in 5 shkolim into a soda, a vending machine that's in a public place. You put in 5 shkolim to buy a can of soda. The machine wasn't working, though, and his money got stuck inside the machine. And he gave it a bang. He gave the machine a bang. And by doing that, all the money fell out from all the people from before him.
These were coins that were stuck. They hadn't been collected by the
broker. Right, he gave it a bang, and those coins came out.
Not from transactions of soda, but from money that had been forfeited.
Right, we'll talk about two cases. That's the one case. The first case is where the other people also hadn't gotten their sodas, and by him banging it, all the ones that had gotten stuck, he was able to get loose, and they all came out. And the second case we'll talk about is sometimes, especially with the newer machines, that they can malfunction. You know, they count how much change, and they somehow the computer malfunctioned, and the soda machine did work, but all the change came pouring out for no reason at all, and he has $20 worth of quarters from this machine. So the question in both these cases is, are you allowed to keep that money? Money is something that has no siman. So the question is, can we keep the money in the cases of these vending machines? So we're going to first talk about a store. That's what we have to talk about first in Mishnah on Chavav on the days. All right, let's talk about easier cases first, and then we'll see how the vending machine applies to that. Matzah b'chanus. If you find an aveda in a store, harei eila shalo, you're allowed to keep it. And Mishnah, or the Mishnah, where did the money come from? The Mishnah's issue is, did it come from the owner of the store, it's his money that he dropped, or is it one of the customers who lost it, and it's an aveda that you should be able to keep? So if you find it in the store, so then we can assume it was lost by one of the customers, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. But if you find something between the counter and where the storekeeper stands, so that belongs to the Shalchan Vani, that you assume was dropped by the storekeeper, so you should give it back to the storekeeper. And the Mishnah says the same thing as if Lefnei Shulchani. If someone found money in front of a money changer, you could keep it because that's like the store, that's analogous to the store. Then Akisi Lo Shulchani, but he find it between the stool on which he does his business and the money changer, meaning between him and the what would be the counter. So then Harei Elu Shal Shulchani, the money, then we assume that the money was dropped by the money changer, and you have to give the money back to him.
Why do you need two cases?
Well, the halacha is a little bit different, and we're not going to get involved with that, because there are different situations there. The question the Gemara talks about, Elazar says, by the Shulchani, it's even if it's on the counter, then the question is, will the same thing be by the store? The bottom line from this halacha is, and this is what I was going to say, it all depends on the circumstances. Like they say that nowadays, if you go to a store and you know there's a counter, nowadays if you find something on top of the counter, customers put things on the counter also. In the times of the Gemara, the Rishonim, it was mainly just the storekeeper used the counter, and anything found there belonged to the storekeeper. Nowadays they say that it's Nishana Ateva, the customers also put their things on top of the counter. So if you find it, then also you could assume it's from a customer and you're allowed to keep it. Right? So that's what the Mishnah says. Now, the question is, what is it that you found exactly? What did you find? So Rashi says, it's on the other side of the handout. Rashi says, it's davar she'ein bo simen. You found something without a simen. Dahal d'nafal minei, the person that lost it, miyayish. He gives up hope. Shalkal nichnasim sham. Everyone goes in and out of the store. So he certainly gives up hope of ever finding it. It's like he lost it in the street. Just like last week you learned that if you find something without a simen, you're allowed to keep it as long as something like money where he knows right away that he lost it. Right? He was always feeling his change to make sure that he has his money and he realizes when he's lost it. So here also, even though it was lost in this store, it's the same halacha. Since it has no simon, it's like it's in Rishus HaRavim, it's like where people, it's not in a private place where he knows he could just go back and get it. People are going in and out of the store at all time. So he gives up hope of finding it, and if you find it, you can keep it. Tosfos says, it could be talking even where it has a simon. Tosfos says it's talking where there is a simon. But we're talking where the store is in a place where most of the customers are akum. Right? Like we learned 2 weeks ago. The halacha is if you find something in a place that most of the people there are akum, even though that item has a simon, you're allowed to keep it because of, first of all, it could have fallen from an akum, and there's no halacha, there's no key of obligation to return it to him, except for where it would be Hashem. But you can assume that it fell from an akum and keep it. And even if it fell from a Jew, the Jew certainly gives up hope of finding it, even though it has a simon, because he figures one of the many akums there found it, and he has no way of returning it, he has no halachas to return it, and therefore he gives up hope. So Tosfos says the Mishnah could be talking even about something that has a simon, and we're talking about a store where most of the customers are akum. In halacha, both are true, because either way we're saying the halacha of a store is the same as a street, because people go in and out. So either if the item has no simon, you can certainly keep it assuming that the person knows right away that he lost it, so there's no problem with Yiyush Shalemi Das. And if it's talking about an item that has a simen, if the store is frequented by mostly Akum, so then you could keep it under all circumstances because you can assume that an Akum dropped it, and there you don't have to worry about Yiyush Shalemi Das. We spoke before that if you can tell that it belongs to a Jew, it has Hebrew letters, so then, even though we can assume that he'll be Miyayesh, but there it once again has to be something that he presumably knows he lost right away by the time that you found it. Okay, so those two shitas are clear. The Rush adds a third shita. The Rush says that we're talking even in a case where it has a simon, and even in a case where it's Rov Yisrael, even in a place where most of the customers in the store are Jews that know about the Lachas of Hashavas Aveda, but still you're allowed to keep it. And the Rush says the Svara is because the person that lost it, when he lost it, what did he do? He probably went to the storekeeper and said, I lost my watch, I lost something here, do you have it? And the storekeeper says, I didn't find it. So he figures, look, the storekeeper probably did find it, and he's lying to me, and I have no proof that he found it to take him to court, to take him to a Beis Din, so there's no way I'm going to get it back. So he gives up hope of ever recovering it. So the Rush says, even though it has a simon, it's a watch that you can show the scratches on it to show that it's yours, but you confronted the storekeeper or the money changer and they denied having it, so you have no recourse anymore, so that's why you give up hope. So the Rush has a chiddush, even if it's in a store where it's mostly from Jews that frequent it and the item has a simon, you're still allowed to keep it. So in Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish, Samach, Sifei, Paskins, Hamotzi Mos Bechanus, if you find money in a store, Im Hoye Bein Tevelach and Vani, it's between the counter and the storekeeper, Harayim Shal Balach Chanus, the storekeeper keeps it because we assume that it's something that he dropped. Bimatzim Ala Teva, if you find it on top of the counter, Bein Tzarech Lomim Tevelach Chutz, and certainly on the counter outside, then Harayim Shal Motzim, they belong to the one that found them. Now the Ramah adds in Bafilo Yesh Ba Simen, even if the item has a simen, because he's agreeing with Tosfos. And then he brings Yeshem Dal HaTeva Shal Chenvani, and some say that on the Teva that belongs to the Chenvani. Now that's one way they understand the Ramah. Others understand that the Ramah agrees with the Rush, that since the Rush said that if no matter who's in the store, and no matter if it has a simon, we assume that the person gives up hope of ever finding it because the storekeeper is stonewalling and not returning it. So they understand the Ramah says, I feel Yesh Bo Simen, in a place where more of the people are from Jews, still you're allowed to keep it. The others learn, the Shach understands the Ramah to be talking about a case, I feel Yesh Bo Simen, like the end of the Siv says, Hu Sheyiyah Rov Akum, in a place where it's Rov Akum. Because if otherwise, if it's Rov Yisrael, the Mechaber continues, Chayv Lahachriz, you have to announce him, and Neishim Siruim Yesh Ben Simen, because if they're tied together, they have a Simen, you have to announce it. So it's a machlokis whether this last line of the Mechaber is going back to the first case, and the Ramad is agreeing with it, or it's not. So it's a shayla with the Rosh Hals, but Lamaisa is the Shach Paskins, he proves many rayas against the Rush. The Archa Shulchan agrees with the Shach. So la halacha la maisa, we should say that an item that we find in a store, we can keep in one of two conditions. Either it's an item that has no simen, and it's like we learned last week, it's one of the things that we can assume the owner was already aware that he lost, and he's now miyayesh. You find a $20 bill in an aisle in a store, so that you're certainly allowed to keep. Or you find something that has a simen, a watch with initials on it, a watch with scratches on it that has a simen, you find in a store that is frequented by Rov Akum or Rov Jews that don't keep the halachas of Shabbos Aveda. So under either of those two conditions, you're allowed to keep it if you find it in a section of the store where most of the customers go. If you find it and somehow they gave you permission to go behind the counter to make a phone call, and then you find something there, that you're not allowed to keep, because there we assume normally it's only the storekeeper that goes there, and it's probably his item, so you have to return it to the storekeeper. So in that case, you would not be able to keep it. But if you find something in the aisles of the store or outside the counter where the customers go, So in one of those two conditions, you are allowed to keep it. Either it's an item that has no siman, where you can assume that the people were, the lost were miyayish already, or it's an item that has a siman and the store is frequented by rov akel. If it's an item that has a siman and you find it in Shopsies, where we'll assume that a Sfarim store, where we assume most of the people are from Jews there, if the item has a siman, in that case you're not allowed to keep it. You have to go through all the halachas of Hashavas Aveda that we'll discuss as the season progresses. So that's the halach lemaisa. We are not sumeth on the rush. It seems like most poskim are not sumeth on the rush.
You can also get arrested for shoplifting. Reuven goes into Shopsies, drops something on the floor, belongs to Shopsies, walks out, you walk in, it's yours because you found it in
the store. Yeah, well, itself, it's a safer, so you know it's not found.
Okay, same thing in Home Depot, it's on the floor,
That's right. We're talking to something that's a watch that you find in Home Depot.
Something doesn't fit in the store.
Right, it's an Aveda. We're talking about an Aveda that you find in the store. Right, so an Aveda you find in the store will have, the only thing you have to worry about is make sure that it doesn't belong to the storekeeper. If you find it in an area of a store where most of the people, where the customers go, so in that case, the same halachas we spoke about the last two weeks apply in the store. That if something that has no siman where he was miyayesh, or it's something with a siman where it's rov akum, and you can assume it fell from an akum, so then you're allowed to keep that aved. But that's a halacha, lemaisa, finding something in a store. Now you should be asking a question on this halacha that the Rishonim asks. The question the Rishonim ask is, okay, so we've now identified by looking what section of the store is, who dropped it, whether it was a customer and it's a real Aveda, or it was dropped by the storekeeper and it's something that was belonging to him and it's not an Aveda. So that we've identified. But the question is, let's assume that it's an Aveda. So the question is, okay, we'll grant you that this is an Aveda of a customer. And we can now assume that it was dropped by some customer who has been miyayesh, and you should be allowed to keep this item. But why don't we say that the owner of the store acquired it through Kinyan Chatzin? We know that there's among the Kinyanim, which are derived, so there's a kinyan called kinyan chatzir. Anything that's in your house, anything that's in your yard, the halacha is you acquire, it becomes your property. So we assume that the person dropped his money and he was miyayish and it fell on the store. But why do we make a difference between where you found it? Even if you found it in front of the counter where everyone's walking, it still belongs to the storekeeper because his store, which is a chatzir, acquires it for him.
He doesn't have to be aware.
Kinyan Chatzir works even without das.
He doesn't have to be aware of the fact that it's there.
That's right. Kinyan Chatzir works if Beirush Halacha, the Kinyan Mishnah, the Kinyan Chatzir works even if you don't know it's there. Next week we're going to see another answer to this question, which comes out with a lot of other interesting halachas, but this week we're going to deal with the Rush's answer. And the Rush answers with the halacha of a Chatzir She'ena Mishtameres. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph says, "Ra oson rotzin acher metzia." If someone sees people running after a metzia, acher tvi shavur, it's after a lame deer, acher gozala shel parach, or pigeons, young pigeons that can't fly yet. Va amar, and he says, "Zoch sali sadi," and they're running in his field, and he says, "I want my field to acquire them for me." Zoch salo, the field has acquired it for him. That's Kinyan Chatzir. The Gemara says, it only works where he's standing there and he sees them, and it's a shayla of Rishonim whether he has to actually say Zachzal Lisad, I want my field to do it, it's a machlokas Rishonim and machlokas of Poskim. But the Gemara asks, what do you need him to be standing for? Tikne la Yisadeyu, let his field acquire it even if he's not there, because Damer of Yosef Rav Chanina, because Yosef Rav Chanina said, Chatzir Shadam Kanala Shalami Baito. A Chatzir makes a Kenyan even if he doesn't know it's there. So Gemara says, Hani Mi Little Chatzir Mishnah Meres. That's only if it's a Chatzir that has a fence around it, where things are guarded there. That's where Kenyan Chatzir works without you knowing about it. And that's also Machlok's Poskim, whether it means that it's locked, or just means that it's enclosed. But if it's a chatzah where everyone walks in all the time, like these people who are running into the field to get the deer, just because you own it, you don't make a kinyan. Only if you're standing in the field, and the shayla is whether you have to actually be inside the field or at the side, you're standing in the field, then kinyan chatzah works. But if you're not standing in the field, you're standing, you're somewhere else, so then kinyan chatzah doesn't work. So this is Gemara. The Gemara says kinyan chatzah works. I have also in the hand that we'll see soon. There's a machlokas how chatzah works. Is it considered like my yad, my hand? It's an extension of my hand, and that's how kinyan chatzah works. Or is it like my shliach? It's my agent. That's how kinyan chatzah works. That's a shayla. We'll see nafkaminas later. The kinyan chatzah is a kinyan, but kinyan chatzah works only when it's a chatzah mishtameres, where it's guarded, where there's a fence around it, where it's enclosed property. So there, anything that falls into my chatzah, I acquire, even though I don't know that it's there. But if it's a chatzah she'ena mishtameres, if there's no fence around my yard, people use it as a shortcut, people walk there all the time, so then my chatzah doesn't acquire anything for me at that place unless I'm there. So over here, a store where everyone's allowed to walk in, with Rishus, there's no question that they're allowed to walk there. A store where anyone can walk in is certainly a chatzah she'ena mishtameres. It's a chatzah that's not guarded. It's a chatzah that is not guarded. So there the halacha is, even though something fell into this store, and we'll say it's a Jewish storekeeper, and we should say his chatzah shall be a kinyan, and he should acquire that aveda. But since it's not mishtameres, since the chatzah is not mishtameres, he doesn't make a kinyan on it.
Can you pay for our guard? Yeah, what happens if you have to bring in? I mean, you know, there's certain stores that do have. Is that considered mishtameres? I mean, if they have like security.
No, but you're allowed. They're not stopping you from coming in. They're just.
They have cameras. They're watching. You know, they want.
Yeah, but then you're allowed to be there. They're just watching that you shouldn't rob them, but they're allowing you to walk back and forth. So, you know, the ideal is that if it's a chatzah, my chatzah can only acquire something for me if I have sole right to be there, and it's like it's an extension of my hand, or it's my agent. But if anyone else could walk there, that's not like my hand anymore. Anyone, it's everyone's hand. It's anyone could walk there. The question you should ask is that the storekeeper's there, and the Gemara says that even if it's a chatzah she'ena mishtameres, even if it's a chatzah that's not guarded, but if the owner is there. Shiloh needs to say something
else. It says he's declaring his intention.
Okay, well, that we said was a Shiloh. He has to actually declare it. But more than that, that's where it works. That's where by him standing there, the other people will go away and say, oh, the owner's here. We better get out of here. But if, even though the storekeeper's in the store, that doesn't scare the other people away because they're still allowed to be there in that area. So the fact that he's there behind the counter, even if he walks up and down, but the fact that they're allowed to walk up and down the aisles and it's a place where everyone goes, it still remains a chatzah she'ena mishtameres. That's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says chatzeru lo kansa, his chatzah, the chatzah of the store, does not acquire the item for him. The lo samcha daita, because he has no intention that it should be a kinyan. Came to rabbi nechnas and yosin, since everyone comes in and out. Ba'afila isa bechanos, even if he's in the store, which should make it omei b'tzad sadeyu, he's standing there. Lo mahani omei b'tzad chatzeru. It doesn't help. Where he's able to guard it. He say, don't take that deer, it's mine. But over here, in a store, the first of all, he doesn't know it's there at all. And because maybe if he knew it was there, he could say, don't touch it, it's my store. But he doesn't know it's there. But Rabbi Mitzuyim Sham, and people are there constantly, his chatzer is not kinyan. Right, so that's the second thing we have to say on this halacha of the store. The first thing we have to do in the store is determine that it was really lost by one of the customers. Once we know it was lost by one of the customers, so then you're allowed to keep it if it's one of those two conditions. Either it has no simon when he knows he lost it right away, it's a $20 bill, or it's something that has a simon in the store that's frequented by most of the people don't keep the halachas of a Shabbos Aveda. And the second condition is we have to make sure that it's a section of the store where it's ein mishtameres. Like if you find something behind the counter, besides the fact that it probably belongs to the storekeeper because he's the only one that goes there. But besides that, is at that place, that's a chacham mishtameris, because he's the only one that's supposed to be there. It says employees only, no one else is allowed to be there. Or owner only, no one else can be there. So that's his chacham mishtameris. So when you can keep it in a place, in a store where you can assume that it was lost by a customer, assuming the conditions of the last 2 weeks are met, and in a place where it's Eina Mishtameris, where the owner of the store should not be able to acquire it. Rav Moshe gives an example of this halacha, and that is, he says, if you find something in a bank, you're allowed to keep it. Right? Bank is something where people go in and out, and a lot of people are going there. So that's halacha. It's like same as a store, same as a money changer. But then he goes further. He says, even if you find something in the safe deposit box area, where you might think that's like a chutzah mishtameris, you can't get in there without a key, without a guard. But he says, so you went in and got your safe deposit box, and when you were there, you found something on the floor. So since anyone can go in there, even though they have to go in with the guard, they have to show identification, but since people are constantly going in and out all day, Rav Moshe paskins that even in the safe deposit area, if you find something that has no simen, or it's a place where it's mostly Aquaman and it has a simen, you're allowed to keep that item. Right? Once again, if you can easily identify the owner, so then the Mishra Sadin, unless you're poor and he's rich, you should return it to him. But that's a case that Rav Moshe gives. The contemporary, I have a few more cases. Someone finds something in a hospital lobby, in a hotel lobby, in an elevator. All these places are places where people are going in and out all the time in an elevator. You think it's a closed area, it's mishtameris, but it's not mishtameris because it's made for people to go in and out. So if you look down and you see that there's a $20 bill on the floor, you're allowed to keep it, and you don't have to return it to the owner of the hotel or the owner of whatever business it is, because it's a chatzer she'ena mishtameris. The chatzer was not found in it. And so these are halacha l'maaseh. There's a Magen Avraham that takes this one step further, and he says, the Magen Avraham brings from the Aguda, from the Rishon, that if you find something in a shul or a beis medrash, there, even if it's a chatzah mishtameris, even if you found it in a place where people don't usually go to, you're allowed to keep that also. Because there's a chiddush that Tosfos says that ein yad lehektish, hektish doesn't have a yad. We said chatzah works as a yad, it's like an extension of your hand, and there is, he brings a proof that hektish doesn't have such a power as a hand. Hektish is not a person that has a hand. So the Magen Avraham paskins that if you find something in a shul, it was lost from someone that has no simen, or well, here it would have to have no simen because we see most of the people are people that Sharmi Mitzvah is in a shul or in a base medrash. So there, if you find a $20 bill, you find something that has no simen, even if it's in a place where it's mishtameres, that shul and the base medrash don't acquire it. Then Sivas asks, but if you hold that chazir's mitam shlichus, so then there does have shlichus, because we say the kohenim are shlichim. But so Sivas defends this halacha, and this I think is accepted halacha, and the Magen Avraham brings it, that an item found in a shul or in a beis medrash, even if it was mishtameris, it was a place where not everyone was walking, it wasn't put there intentionally, then it's not an aveda, but it was lost somewhere where no one would normally find it, so you're allowed to keep it. The Pisrei Choshen says that only applies to the Makam Kadosh of the shul or the base medrash. But if you find something in the dormitory, or you find, I would assume he didn't say, but if you find something in the bathroom, so that's not hektish over there, so then the regular halachas would apply. You'd only be able to keep it if it's Eina Mishtameris, so something that isn't normally found. So that's the halacha of finding something in a building. So once again, in most cases, other than a shul and a beis medrash, we're allowed to keep it if we can assume it was dropped by a customer or one of the people coming in and out, and the owner of that area could not acquire it because it was a chatzer she'ena mishtameris, so it was a place where everyone could go, and he doesn't acquire it at all. That's why we can keep something we find, $20 bill in a bank, in a hotel lobby, in a taxi cab. If it was lost by one of the people, or a bus, that something was lost by one of the people going in and out, so you're allowed to keep it, and the bus driver does not acquire it because it's everyone's allowed to go back and out, back and forth. That's not a chutzir hamishtameris. I just want to point out this din of a chutzir. That doesn't mean that if you're walking down the street and you see something near the sidewalk, right, the stuff near the sidewalk, that's not a chutzir hamishtameris, right? That's a chutzir shein hamishtameris. But if it's something that belongs to the owner, you see his toys, the children's toys, you see things at the edge, just because it's in the chutz she'en mishameres doesn't mean you're allowed to take it. That just means that if something fell into his chutz where it's not mishameres, if he doesn't acquire it, and then you can take it because he didn't acquire it, it came from the outside, and you can take it first. He doesn't have a kinyan on it. But if it's his property, just because it's now in a chutz she'en mishameres, you're not allowed to steal it. We were just talking something that if he didn't acquire it in that place, so then you're allowed to take it because he doesn't have a kinyan in it. And that'll come nogeya in our case that we talked about. All right, so we're ready to go back to the vending machines now. A vending machine is a chatzir. A keli, if I have a keli, I have some utensil that has mechitzus and something falls into it. If it's a chatzir mishtameris, I acquire it. Right? That's my chatzir. Like the vending machine is my box. So that's my chatzir. And anything that goes in there becomes my property. That's my chatzir. It's a chatzir mishtameris. It's a chatzir, it's my property. So let's talk about the two cases that we had. The first case we spoke about was a malfunctioning vending machine where everyone's putting their money in and it's not going down, and you come along and you give it a bang and you get all those quarters to come out. So are you allowed to keep it in that case? So we're certainly talking about a case over here where it's an aveda. These are avedas. Everyone who put the quarter in and didn't get the soda lost that quarter, and when they walked away they were miyayesh. So certainly all the money in this machine here is an aveda where the owners gave up hope of recovering it. Even though they might call that 1-800 number on the side and say they lost money in it, but that's going to be an issue whether they can get money for a loss that they suffered. But that quarter that they put in there, they're miyayesh on. And when you come and take all those quarters and you're able to release all those quarters, so the question becomes, are you allowed to keep them? Because even though they're avedas, but maybe the machine, functioning as the chatzir of the owner of the machine, made a kinyan for the owner. Right? They certainly, you don't have to give it back to the people. They were miyayish, they left. But you have to give it back to the owner of the machine. So here Ashvid says, he was talking about a case where you could see the money sticking out, so he said it's ein mishtameris, but I think that any case where the money hasn't gone in properly and it's standing on the edge and by giving it a bang you can release it to the coin return, that's a chatzir ein mishtameris, because anyone who puts his quarter in has the right to bang, give it a bang to try to get it out, and you happened to bang it right and you have now recovered the aveda of all these people. And the owner of the machine did not acquire it because it was in a chatzir shein mishtameris. It was in a situation where anyone could come by and give it a bang and release them. So he's getting these coins as a mitziyah, and the owner of the machine has no right to them.
Somebody can jump over your fence and get it too.
What?
Somebody can jump over your fence and pull it out also.
Yeah, but they have no right to it.
You don't have a right to
get out. You have a right to try to get your quarter. You put your quarter in, and anyone that lost their quarter has a right to try to jiggle it to get their quarter back. Right? If the owner comes by and says, "What are you doing?" You say, "I lost my quarter. I'm trying to get it out." He won't be angry at you. He'll say, "Okay, let me get it for you." But if you see someone jumping over your fence,
you'll say, "What are you doing?" Well,
but that doesn't make a difference, right? What I'm saying is that each of those quarters is everyone has the right to bang it, and therefore he doesn't have a kinyan on them. Whether he's upset that you end up getting them first, you know, so that's if it's a chatz shenim mishtameres and someone goes into your yard and finds a $100 bill, you'll be upset also, but you have no kind against him because it was in mishtameres. People always walk there, and he got it. So here also, I think he doesn't say it clearly, but I think that should be the halacha, that if it's something anyone could bang, that makes it einim mishtameres. But in the second case, where the people got their sodas, or they made their phone calls, right? That was so there. It's not an aveda of them theirs anymore. It's something that they gave to the owner. Now the halacha is even by a chas v'sheinim mishtameres, if there's an outside person who says, "I want this person, the owner of the chas v'sheinim mishtameres, to acquire it," then the kini works. It could be because he himself is watching it, but that's the halacha. So over here, even if you want to consider it a chas v'sheinim mishtameres, the fact that they got their soda and they want the owner to have the money, so then the owner of the machine acquires that money. It's his money now. And more than that, that's the way he says it, but more than that, I would assume that if the money goes into the machine properly and it's not malfunctioning, it worked fine at that point, so then it's a chatzah ha-mishtameres, because there's no way you could get that money out of the machine. Right now, the money's in the machine, you need a lock, you need a key to get to that money. So I think in that case, when you put money into a machine and it works, now the owner of the machine has acquired that money through his kinyan, and if it later malfunctions and for some reason thinks that it owes you $10 worth of change, so you have $10 worth of change that belongs to the owner of the machine, and you're clear to return it to him. But those I think will be the two cases, that if it malfunctioned and it's like sitting at the edge, so then it's in a chatzah she'einah mishtameres, and if it's an aveda of the other people who gave up hope, so then you're allowed to keep it. It's an aveda that you found that owner did not ever acquire. If it's money that he acquired and then it fell out, so then you're required to return it to him. And even if it fell onto the floor, it's on the floor now. But it's an aveda that has no simon, but you know who owns it, because the malkum's a simon, it belongs to this person owned the machine, and you have to return it to him. I saw another case from this sefer, it was just sponsored this week for the bar mitzvah of Yehuda Fried, that he talks about, he's a rav in Atzmon and Gush Katif, he talks about an ATM. You drive to an ATM and you see a $20 bill sticking out, so you're allowed to keep it. So he wants to say that even though the person is certainly Yishalom Yidas, the person doesn't realize he lost it, or if he realized he lost it, he would have come back and gotten it. So he wants to say that you could keep it because it's not even an Aveda. So the person never acquired it. The bank gave it up. The owner never took it. So it's not even called an Aveda yet. So he wants to say that would be a further case. You know, that's not really an Aveda. It's outside the bank's chutzir, and the person never acquired it. It wouldn't be an Aveda. The one last issue which there is to consider is what we're saying clearly is finding something in a store, you're allowed to keep it if it's from the customers and it's a place where it's not mishtameres, assuming that it has no simen, or it's a place where it's rov akum. A vending machine should be the same. If it was in a chatz v'sheinah mishtameres, it was broken, it was malfunctioning, and you're able to get the quarters out, so those you should be able to get, because that's also was in a chatz v'sheinah mishtameres, you could keep it. However, if the machine is functioning properly, so there, if it was the owner of the machine acquired those coins through Kenyan Chatzer, and if it falls out, you shouldn't be able to keep it. The question is, which is a very common question, is what happens if the machine is owned by an Akum? Most of our machines are. So there's a Machlokis HaPoskim whether an Akum can make a Kenyan Chatzer or not. And the Sivus talks about it in the beginning of Simon Reish. It's a machlokas haposkim whether an akum can make kinyan chatzir. So if he cannot make kinyan chatzir, he doesn't have the ability to make a kinyan chatzir, he doesn't have a yad, even some shlichus, depending on how you understand it. And he has a yad, he doesn't have shlichus. So if he doesn't have a kinyan, so then all the people that put the money in the machine, even though the machine worked properly, the owner of the machine didn't acquire it because he doesn't have that ability to have kinyan chatzir. So in that case, if the money got released, so I still don't think it's still not so simple that he should be able to keep it, because there it's now in his chatzah she'ena mishtameres, right? It's still in the machine, but it's not mishtameres yet. If it fell on the floor, So then it will be called an avedas aklumen. It's not even an avedas aklum. He never owned it. Then you'd be able to keep it. But if it's something that he never acquired, so then that could be some hefter, even though the machine was working properly normally and it just somehow malfunctioned to give you extra change. So in that case, it could be a shiloh that you'd be able to keep it, because by that technicality that he never acquired it, so it never became his property. So in that case, it'd be worthwhile to ask a shiloh.